I'm Jeannie Barr. When born and raised in the church, with God always at the center of your life, what moment can bring you to wanting that deeper personal relationship with Him? For me, it was parenthood.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following Him means for us today.
I've always felt when asked to give my personal testimony that it wasn't anything exciting with some life-shattering incident that led me to my walk with Christ. I tell people I was born and raised in the Alliance Church of Zephyr Hills. My parents moved to Florida from Ohio in the 1950s. They started attending the local Christian and Missionary Alliance Church with their two young children. Shortly after, they experienced the devastating loss of their 8-year-old daughter to leukemia. The members of this church took them in as family and showered them with the true meaning of Christ's love. Several years after this, I was born, and I became a part of this awesome church family. If the doors were open, we were there. I accepted Jesus as a child and made a public profession of faith through baptism at the age of 14. At 12 years old, I began playing the church organ and have been a part of the music ministry ever since. How many years is that? Let's just say a lot. I was always a good kid and loved Jesus. Not to say that I didn't venture out at times in my teens and push the limits, but I always came back to God's word and tried to stick to all the do's and don'ts. My understanding in younger life was that you needed to say and do all the right things and you would be spared the wrath of hell. It wasn't until later years when my husband and I were having kids of our own that I began to dig much deeper into what a true relationship with God was to look like. God wants to be our Abba Father, someone we go to with our everyday thoughts and concerns, and yes, our thanksgivings too. When you truly love someone, you want to please them and not disappoint. With this in mind, it is so much easier to follow God's commandments to bring pleasure to Him rather than just following a bunch of rules. I think this is so important to teach our children if we want them to remain close to God and His Word. Just like a parent that loves it when their children spend time with them and share their thoughts, our Father God desires this from His children also. 2025 has been an eye-opening year of trust and faith for me. I had a very serious medical incident in February. My colon ruptured while playing keyboard at church. Ironic, huh? I was very close to joining my Heavenly Father. I don't know if I could have persevered these past 6 months of physical and emotional recovery without knowing that God had a plan for me and was with me every step of the way. There were so many little miracles and incidents when God gave me a reassurance of this. Many times during my hospital stay, medical staff would comment, "How do you keep such a good attitude with the condition you are in? You must have a strong faith." This would always open a door to share the peace and love that God has shown me. While I may not understand why this happened to me, I am confident it did not take God by surprise, and He has used it in some way to further His kingdom. I wish everyone could understand that a relationship with Christ makes a world of difference navigating this earthly walk each of us do. While we don't always get things right and we experience highs and lows, God's grace and forgiveness is always covering us. I am so thankful for godly parents that demonstrated how rich a life with Christ can be, and a loving church family that always supported me. I hope and pray that I have been and can continue to be that same kind of example to my family and those around me.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.